Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look to your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14. They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. In the second psalm, God says to his Son, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth as your possession," from Psalm 2:8. Here he is clearly appointed as the king of all things because he is God's son. There has never been any ordinary prince or king to whom the whole world has been subjected. In a similar way, David openly calls him a god when he says in Psalm 45:6-7, "Thy throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows." God appoints no one as such a king who is not himself God, for he will not release the bridle from his own hands. He wants to remain Lord over heaven and earth, death, hell, the devil, and all creatures. Inasmuch then as God has made Christ Lord over all that has been created, Christ must certainly be regarded as being himself true God, together with God the Father. Let us pray. Almighty God, so reign in our hearts and souls, that Christ may have the sole dominion there. Grant that we may sincerely embrace him with our whole hearts as King of kings and Lord of lords, and continually glorify him by our works of faith, together with yourself, O Father, and the blessed Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/SIT.